This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To the left, everything you own in the box to the left.
What's your breakup story? So Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn have allegedly broke up. By the way, I'm using air quotes, you can't see. And we have to say that because they haven't necessarily confirmed it, but it's everywhere.
Right.
And I am waiting for the breakup story because I love drama that is not mine. And I'm sure we'll get an album about it, maybe a couple of songs, and then we can try to decipher it, find an Easter egg on a website. I don't know. But it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But to tide me over until that moment, I would like to live through your breakups. And Mike, I don't want to say you're a failure in relationships, but you've had some pretty good ones.
I certainly have. I'll go back to my first long-term girlfriend. This is before I was married and divorced. I was in my early 20s, and we were together for a little over 2 years, and I had no idea that there was any friction or conflict in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed up at our apartment thinking I was going to go over there for dinner and a movie one night, and a dude answers the door and hands me a box with all my stuff in it and says, "You're no longer wanted around here."
Well, that's one way to do it, I guess, you know, if she didn't want to do the breaking up herself.
Yeah.
Now, who was the dude? Is it a friend or was it her new romantic interest?
Come to find out, it was a friend of hers who had been home from jail for a couple days.
Oh, that sounds promising. Are they still together?
No.
Oh, I know that you probably follow her along on Facebook and send a DM whenever she's single.
We're actually still good friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, I could see this happening to you, having a break up and not even knowing that it's coming, because I bet you she wanted to break up for a while.
Yeah.
And was waiting for you to do it, and when you didn't, she was like, all right, let me go ahead and just get this former felon here.
No.
And we'll just end it this way, because like, you just kind of roll with the punches. You are so non-confrontational.
Yeah.
That I feel like if we put you in a relationship with another non-confrontational person, even if you didn't get along, you would probably stay with them until you die, because neither of you would end it. You would just be like, I mean, this is my life now.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate it, but I'm just going to see what happens, you know?
Just take it.
503-914-2899.
So second marriage, I'm fully an adult, you know, got married after having known this person for just over 2 years. And I guess it was 2.5 years. We had over a year long engagement. We pulled out all the stops. We did one of the McMinimins locations, and I got the gown of my dreams, because the first wedding I didn't have the budget for the gown of my dreams. So I got this beautiful gown, beautiful venue, did all the decorations ourselves, so they were spot on and righteous. Out long about the first anniversary, he tells me that his life dream is to sell the house, buy an RV, and travel the U.S. And there was my jaw sitting graciously in my lap going, huh? So he never told me ahead of time that that's what he wanted to do. You might want to have asked me if I want to travel the U.S. in a motorhome.
Yeah, because that's a lot to spring on someone, because that's something that you either are passionate about wanting to do that,
yeah,
or you are anti that. And the idea of having to pump a septic tank every so many states just does not sound like the golden dream to me.
I know. Precisely my point. And I was a hard stop no. And after a very brief conversation, he said, well, I'll call my attorney in the morning. And that was the end.
I mean, at least you didn't waste too much time with each other and have to look back and regret. And those fast, easy, amicable divorces are always the best way to go.
I didn't know you could get divorced that quickly. Everyone I've known, it's drug on for like years almost.
I got mine expedited. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, but she also got to keep the Lego sets in the house. So yeah. I feel like you lost out in that case.
She kept everything.
Heather, what's your most dramatic breakup?
Okay, my most dramatic breakup story was, I was like 20 years old and I met this guy at Starbucks. We both worked at Starbucks. I was obsessed. We dated for like 4 months. And it kind of weirded me out because he wasn't very, like, affectionate with me. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just him. Maybe it's just him. And then he broke up with me out of nowhere. And I was like, wait, what? And then he's like, I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore. Well, then a week later, he goes, can we go for a drive? And I'm like, oh, he's going to get back with me. Okay, got it. Nope. he went to tell me, he's like, I'm actually gay and you were my last ditch effort.
So that's not funny. I understand that people need to find their authentic self, but it is not fun when you're the person that they find their authentic self with.
I felt like I let him down almost. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, wait, were you his last ditch effort? Was he like trying to take you to a wedding or a formal event? Did he need a plus one or something?
No. Like, he was just trying to make sure that he was not into girls. And here's the worst part about it. He had this friend that always came over, and I was like, okay. He goes, oh, you know Adam? And I was like, yeah, what about Adam? He goes, you know how you say my ex-girlfriend's name is Ashley? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, no, it's my boyfriend's name. His name's Adam, the one that comes over all the time.
You know, this happens to the best of us. I'm going to be honest. Most of my high school and college relationships were me getting sat down. Where after like a month of being like, things are moving slow, only to also find out that I was dating people that were gay.
Yeah.
So I feel you in my soul. And even at my junior prom, my prom date left with another man. So, I feel you. I had to find a ride home.
We have bad Gagar.
All this time, I thought we were just leaving room for Jesus, and that's why we were taking it so slow. And it turns out, nope, that was in fact not the case. But you know what? I actually stood in one of their weddings. That was exciting.
Hey, it worked out somehow, some way.
Yeah, it was like, thank you for helping me realize how disgusting I find your body. Most dramatic breakup story ever. By the way, thank you so much, Heather. We love you. She comes on every day at 9 here on The Buzz. Listen, Mike, in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.